It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up in Wisconsin Life, we check out the local origins of the snowmobile.
First, how many times do you eat out every week? If you're like most Americans, the average is about 5.
Nutrition experts say this could affect your health, especially if you don't know which menu options support good health and which ones undermine it.
With us now is Hope Warshaw. She's a dietitian and nutrition educator who specializes in diabetes management, healthy restaurant eating, and weight management. She's the author of Eat Out, Eat Well. Hope, welcome to Central Time.
Delighted to be here.
So when it comes to, you know, American populace, it's eating out 5 times a week. Some people probably a lot more than that. What can go wrong with healthy eating goals?
What can go wrong is that restaurant meals, and this is research that shows this, are typically higher in fat, which leads to them being higher in calories, typically higher in sodium, and typically do not have enough fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy foods, those foods that we're all being encouraged to eat more of.
And I suppose you don't really know what's in there. You might get a calorie count these days, but you're not going to get an ingredient list, and so you might not know how many grams of saturated fat are in something, I suppose.
Well, that's an interesting point, and you raised the notion of more nutrition information coming along, and you're absolutely correct. Is a little teeny piece of the Affordable Care Act actually is requiring that chain restaurants that have more than 20 locations serving the same menu, as well as a number of other food venues, including some vending machines, will need by the end of 2015 to make calorie information available. In other words, the calories will be posted on either a menu board or a menu, and then other nutrition information will have to be available to provide upon request.
Do you think that's going to help?
I do think that's going to help. I think that, the information or the research to date on whether nutrition information helps has definitely been equivocal. There are a few studies that show that it has and some studies that show that it hasn't really moved the needle that much in what people order. But I think that with sort of this constant and omnipresent exposure to that information, maybe it will nudge people a little bit in the direction of making some healthier choices.
And along with that information that could nudge people, you've got 10 skills and strategies you think are going to help people eat healthier when they're eating out. What are some of those?
So some of the 10 skills and strategies that I talk about in Eat Out, Eat Well, I'd say the top ones really focus on portion control. I think that we're all aware that one of the big pitfalls of restaurant meals is how much food we're served. So I spend a lot of time in Eat Out, Eat Well, generally giving people strategies about how to get less food put in front of you. And I give these skills also related to 15 different types of cuisine. So I cover about every ethnic cuisine that we frequently see restaurants serving, as well as about 7 different types of American fare. So portion control, I think, is really very much the number one skill. And then another very important skill is figuring out how to eat less fat in restaurants. So whether it's looking at what you're choosing off a menu, as well as the amount of that food that you end up eating, trying to address things like salad dressing, where you always order it on the side, and perhaps you order a bottle of vinegar with that so you can dilute out the dressing that you prefer to eat. You know, it's okay to have that blue cheese or Thousand Island dressing as long as you don't eat tablespoon after tablespoon, and you can still have that taste that you really enjoy if you can just use a few squeezes of lemon or a few drizzles of vinegar. So really, portion control, controlling fats, I think are really the two top skills and strategies for restaurant eating.
So just to zoom in on ethnic cuisine, are there certain types of cuisine that just lend themselves better to healthier eating?
That's a really good question. And one of my premises in the book and really all the work that I do around healthy restaurant eating, coaching people in that direction, is to say that people can choose, and I underline the word choose, to eat healthier in roughly about 95% of restaurants. So while we might think, oh, Mexican cuisine or, you know, Italian cuisine or pizza is, you know, ooh, that's going to be unhealthy and Asian fare is going to be healthier, really not the case. One can choose to eat in any of those types of ethnic restaurants or cuisine and choose to eat healthier or choose to eat unhealthy. I mean, you know, we can go into a Chinese restaurant and we can start with fried egg rolls and we can have sweet and sour pork or shrimp and we can have fried rice and we can end that meal with fried bananas. You know, that's not exactly healthy. Or we can, you know, go into an Italian restaurant, start a meal with a salad and maybe split with our dining partner a portion of pasta with white clam sauce and end up with a bowl of berries and maybe a little whipped cream and have a reasonably healthy meal.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too bad. Well, let's take one that sounds a little more challenging. What about, you know, it's Friday night and you want to go out for a burger and maybe some fries, because what's a burger without fries? So how can you make that healthy if that's what you're really craving?
If that's what you're really craving, then what I think you need to do is look at perhaps the toppings on that burger. You know, if you typically get a bacon cheddar burger, and instead of getting the bacon and the cheese, you can get some more veggies. You can do a slice of onion. You can do some tomato. You can do some lettuce. Maybe you can get some guacamole on that burger. I mean, these days, a lot of restaurants have a number of different toppings, maybe some sauteed onions and mushrooms. So go for some different toppings. I mean, ideally, if it's a sort of a half-pound burger, I would encourage people to consider going splitsies on that, and you have your burger, you have enough fries, and perhaps your dining partner would order a healthy entree salad, and you can split that up as well. So I think in Eat Out, Eat Well, I talk a lot about using menu creativity and outsmarting the menu so you work your way around these huge portions. I mean, what research shows is that the more food that people get sat in front of them, the more they're going to eat. It's just...
We're talking right now about ways to stay healthy while eating out, and we'd like to hear from you on this. Are you someone who does eat out a lot, and do you have strategies that help you stay healthy to make good choices? Maybe you have those treats once in a while, but you figured out ways to make good choices that keep you on track. Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can respond on our Central Time Facebook post on that subject. We're talking about ways to eat at restaurants and still be healthy, to make good, healthy choices. And we want you to be part of that conversation. If you eat out a lot, do you have strategies that you use, particular ways of kind of gaming the menu, picking things that allow you to eat healthily and still enjoy that meal out? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email us at talk@wpr.org. And we are still with Hope Warshaw. She's the author of Eat Out, Eat Well. And Hope, you talked about beating the menu when you go out. What do you mean by that?
I think I said outsmarting a menu.
Outsmarting.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
And, right. And then really practicing what I call menu creativity. So not thinking that, you know, you're in a restaurant, so therefore, you know, particularly a sit-down restaurant, that you have to order an entree. That you can look at the menu and say, you know, can I put together a more reasonably sized meal by ordering an appetizer and ordering a salad and maybe saving room to split a dessert and, you know, just sort of mixing and matching and being creative.
Another tool that we have now, which can be a big help, is websites. Does it help, do you think, to scope out the menu ahead of time so you can do some pre-planning?
I think so. And actually, along with Eat Out, Eat Well, soon, hopefully by about the end of the month, there will be a related app, and it will be called Eat Out Well, so people can look for it on iTunes or Google Play. And where the book has roughly about 700 foods listed, as you know, they're divided between healthier bets, which are some healthier foods from these 15 different cuisines, as well as health busters. And the reason I put the health busters in there was because I think it really does educate people to have sort of this oh my God factor reaction to them looking at what the nutrients are, particularly calories and fat in certain menu items. The split in terms of what is available from a nutrition information stance is today there is a lot of information for menu items from what I call in the book a walk-up and order type of restaurant. So where you go in, you stand in line, you look at a menu board, you order, and there's a lot of nutrition information really across the board. No longer is it just burger chains. I've been writing about this topic for over about 20 years, and when I first started out, I mean, we didn't have websites, and I can remember, you know, I was writing to national headquarters of restaurants to try to get information. So relatively speaking, we have a ton of information today. Where, sort of on the flip side, where there really isn't very much information at all is from your sort of small one single standing type of restaurant, like an Indian restaurant or Middle Eastern restaurant, where you know, they're making food mainly from scratch and they only have that one restaurant. I would say the same is true for some of your upscale fine dining restaurants. I mean, you're not going to find nutrition information for those kind of restaurants. But I do think people can use the existing nutrition information that they do have at their fingertips to really educate themselves about the nutrients that are in food. They're not going to be exacting, but a good example is pizza. I mean, we all eat pizza in America. And even if you go to your favorite neighborhood pizza spot, you can look at some of the national chains and the nutrition information and make a reasonable extrapolation to what you're eating.
What if you're out with your family, there are children involved, and maybe you want a healthy meal that's still a little fun for the kids? What are one or two concrete things that a family can do?
Well, I actually have a whole chapter in Eat Out, Eat Well about healthy eating with your kids. And then in each of these 15 cuisine chapters, I have some tips and tactics for parents about eating that particular cuisine. I think it's incredibly important that parents actually train kids from a very early age about ordering healthfully in restaurants and about eating healthfully in restaurants. I think that parents should actually not get their kids into thinking that when they go into a restaurant they order off a kid's menu, or, you know, they're presented with the kid's menu, because generally speaking, that's a really very much a palate-narrowing kind of menu for kids. And I think that we can really use restaurant meals, particularly ethnic restaurants, to expose our kids' palates to a wide variety of foods. I would very much recommend that the same sort of splitting and sharing that I've been talking about, to really, really use family-style ordering in restaurants, whether that is sort of your typical American restaurant where the expectation is that everyone order an entree, or it's the Asian restaurant where it is easier to eat family style because that's sort of how they serve.
And we want to expose kids to things that are healthier. Are there any particular traditions in the food world that you want people to turn to first? Let's say if a kid is used to just ordering off that children's menu, your grilled cheese, your chicken fingers, is there an easy way to start?
To start moving them away from the kids' menu?
Right.
Is that where you're... I think it really depends to an extent on the child. I mean, certainly there's a range of kids and their eating styles and really their range of pickiness. What I might try is to try a favorite ethnic cuisine of that child and to go in and to basically put it out there before you even get to the restaurant and say, we're not going to get the kids' menu tonight. Let's just try as a family to order off the regular menu.
Well, Hope, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. Delighted to be here.
We've been speaking with Hope Warshaw. She's the author of Eat Out, Eat Well.